Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, John Fardy is here with me for this week's Boxed, and we're both enjoying Down Cemetery Road.
Indeed, we are, very much so. On Apple TV, it's dropping weekly, which I always tell you means they know people are going to tune in, which I know you've been doing. It's 8 episodes, there's 3 up there already. I've seen 5. And it's great. So Mick Herron, who wrote the books that Slow Horses is based on, this was his first novel. And as we know, Slow Horses has been, I think, Apple's biggest success, certainly on this side of the pond. So they are mining his back catalogue, and why wouldn't they? And incidentally, the latest season, we didn't do it in Box because we did a lot of the latest season of Slow Horses is brilliant.
And it is absolutely brilliant. But the great thing, when I watched the last episode, I saw the trailer for the next series, which was reassuring.
Yeah,
there
absolutely
will be another series of Slow Horses.
And Jackson Lamb, for those of you who haven't got to it, is filthier than ever. And I know it's before 12 o'clock, but he passes wind and a lady says to him, "Did you just pass wind?" And he says, "Mostly," which is the funniest line I've heard in TV all year, I have to say. But we better get back to Down
Cemetery. And Prince William said to him when he was giving him his knife, "I always feel like giving you a wash."
However, I bring that up. Speaking of which. Yes, because the lead character in this is played by the brilliant Emma Thompson. She plays a character called Zoe Boheme. And she is a private detective. She's not employed by the police or anything like that. But she shares some similarities
with Jackson Lamb.
Yeah, in the sense that she really doesn't care anymore. And Mick Herron has said that he likes to write about people in life who are working for big organizations who've kind of lost their way. And she certainly has. She's in a marriage to a poor guy called Joe, who she seems to have, for all intents and purposes, left, because it's no spoiler, in the first episode, she's having it away with someone else. But they own this private eye business together. And in tandem with that, we have this very strange thing where Ruth Wilson plays this lady who's sitting at home one night at a dinner party she doesn't really want to be at. And there's this terrible explosion.
This is at the beginning of, so it's not a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler. And there appears to have been a gas leak in a house nearby. People are dead. Supposedly a girl is dead. It turns out she's missing. And she slowly starts to twig that perhaps all is not well.
You've got a couple of clips.
Yeah, absolutely. So you might wonder how she comes into motion with Emma Thompson's character. Before we get to that, this is Emma Thompson and her aforementioned husband in their office together, just kind of being married and working together.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Well, if you're thinking, what is my husband doing sat on his ass listening to local news reports while he could be out collecting debts for jobs he hasn't been paid for, then yeah, I am, which is spooky.
Actually, what I was thinking was this house explosion could be a bit of a cash cow.
In what way, exactly?
Well, due diligence. Maybe the gas company didn't do it.
Maybe this case could go all the way to the top.
Well, maybe sort of all the way to the middle. The bottom of the middle. Middle of the bottom.
So?
No. Anyway, I might do a bit of sniffing around.
Oh, God, when did you last sniff around these? Spring?
Yeah, they really are just passing like ships in the night.
She's accusing him of being rather dirty, but you could question her personal hygiene as well. We see her taking showers and sinks, basically, and stuff like that. So there is a touch of Jackson Lamb about her as well.
That's because she said the water's cut off at home.
So. Yeah. Because they're not playing the real. So this is the most dissolute kind of private eye agency you might see. But similar to Slow Horses, she's quite good at what she does. And she has an eye for maybe all not being well. Then, as I say, art restorer Sarah Tucker, played by Ruth Wilson, thinks there's something wrong with this case of this house that exploded. And she's starting to wonder, does it involve her husband, who's this kind of investment banker, who's a bit of a ponce, really, has unpleasant clients. So she gets in touch with Emma Thompson's character. And Emma Thompson, in a way, doesn't really want much to do with this. But the plot thickens considerably. Now, some people aren't liking this as much as we are. The reviews are mixed because they're claiming it's too labyrinthine, as in there are a lot of plots.
There are a lot of plots. And also, I would have to say, in terms of the casting, some of the people look a bit too similar to me.
Okay.
You know, if you think of Rufus, aka Axel or whatever, who looks a bit like some of the other characters and, you know.
I hadn't thought of that, but I don't think it's labyrinthine. I think it's very intriguing, I have to say. So you mentioned Rufus. So she has, Sarah's character has these friends who live nearby who are kind of hippies of sorts. And her best friend Wigwam is in her life as well. And strange stuff happens with them. But there's this whole other thing. I want to bring you another clip now where this is clearly going somewhere near the top of British intelligence. And there's this whole other tandem thing going on at the height of British intelligence. And we have the great actor. You recognize him in kind of a lot of things. Adel Akhtar. He's heading up this investigation and he's making a pig's ear of it. And we just have this character who's in charge of him called C, who's a real English stiff upper lip
public guy. Public schoolboy.
Yeah, saying, you're just making a complete mess of this. This will give you a flavour of their interactions.
I don't remember you receiving permission to start a war in Oxford.
The department was given carte blanche, sir.
Carte blanche? Hmm. Well, that does suggest pretty wide parameters, I'll grant you. Not wide enough to cover barely controlled explosions in densely populated university towns. Who do you have running this one? Wile E. Coyote?
Well, our man on the spot is...
A trigger-happy twat. I assume the incendiary was his idea.
It was a field decision, sir.
Oh, was it a field decision, Mallet?
Yeah.
Well, I would love a heads-up on what Wreck-It-F***ing-Ralph has planned for an encore.
Some of their interactions are the funniest things in it. Now, this isn't a comedy, but it is
very humorous at times.
It's very sharp. Again, I keep making the slow horses comparison, but there is a touch of that comedic sharpness to it as well.
Okay, so we're recommending it, but I have to wait till next week to get episode 4.
Yeah,
so maybe I'll pause and let them all download and then...
Yeah, Apple won't be happy if you do that because it'll affect their weekly viewing figures. So Pat is not encouraging anyone to do that.
Okay, what have you got on screen time?
Yeah, I have a busy show. Die, My Love is the new movie by the great Lynn Ramsey. She gave us Ratcatcher and We Need to Talk About Kevin. So I'm talking to her. We're reviewing the week's new releases, which include yet again another Predator movie and some fascinating movies at the Cork Film Festival, which I'll be talking about as well.
John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, thank you very much for joining us. And that's pretty much all we've time for. Don't forget, our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.